As Sarah shared in our opening daily word today, today marks the beginning of the Advent season. In Latin, Advent means coming. It is the time of spiritual preparation, preparing our hearts and minds for Christmas. Advent is the four Sundays and weeks leading up to Christmas that ends with Christmas Eve, which we will be celebrating on the actual Eve here. Now, in traditional Christianity, most churches focus on hope during the first week of Advent. But in Unity, perhaps inspired by the view that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, we contemplate both hope and faith as we spiritually prepare our hearts and minds for Christmas. So let's begin that preparation right now in meditation. Make yourself comfortable and just put everything aside for now. Anything that might be in your lap, any thoughts you might be holding. This is your special time, your sacred time, to relax and let go. And when you're ready, take a deep cleansing breath and put your focus on this wonderful inhale of life-sustaining oxygen. And as you exhale, allow your shoulders to drop further away from your ears. Feel your entire body relax as your breathing gets into its own slower rhythm. This moment is all there is. Focus your attention on the flame of the candle. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Hope arises when we glimpse a new possibility. In the spiritual dimension, we experience faith as the deep inner knowing that arises from divine intelligence. There is but one power and one presence in this entire vast universe and in my life, God. In any situation, it is this one power and one presence that dispels fear and doubt. Knowing that the presence and power of God is within us instills us with hope. Hope prepares the way for good in our lives. Hope is the gentle nudge that guides us in the direction we need to take. Hope lifts us above the outer appearance of things to the realization that with God, all things are possible. Hope gives encouragement to our very soul. Hope blazes new trails for our faith to follow. Hope visions the substance our faith can mold. Hope is the light of God brightening our mind. Hope leads us to new heights in the silence. When we aspire to the hope of better things, we are following the very voice of Spirit within. It is the divine presence of this inner voice that is our inborn hope that leads us to new heights. Blessed we are, for each of us has access to hope, belief, faith of infinite good and love everlasting. There is nothing that can extinguish the presence and power of God that glows within each of us. For this we have hope. For this we have faith. For this we are grateful. And together we say thank you, God. And so it is. Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck is one of Unity's leading authorities on metaphysics. He has played a major role in bringing Unity metaphysics into the 21st century. That is an understatement. I was in classes with Paul during his process of making all those updates of Unity metaphysics into what eventually became Heart-Centered Metaphysics. This book, when I was in classes with Paul and he was going through the process of updating Charles Fillmore's language from 100 years ago, I had so many renditions stacked up, probably about a foot high. It was one big paper tree that I had. And I want to say that when I first met Paul, he was the dean at Unity Worldwide Spiritual Institute, which at the time, way back then, I believe was known as Unity School of Christianity. He has taught many a Unity minister and many credentialed leaders. His latest book among many, I don't know if this is his 9th or 10th book, is Use the Truth You Know, Unity's Principles and Premises. He's got a lot going on, and the best way to find out what Paul Hasselbeck has going on is to visit his website, which I highly recommend, paulhasselbeck.com. So here is my friend and our friend at Unity of New York, Paul Hasselbeck. Don't take it away yet, because I want to do something. I mentioned earlier that, have you seen the whole service from the beginning? Okay, so when Marie Ann sang, I said that Marie Ann was scheduled as today's vocalist. And she realized that she was really overwhelmed. And she said, I need an understudy. And then I spoke with you. And then Leo and I spoke about what you were talking about. And we both practically simultaneously came up with a song that I think would support what we were speaking about, what you're about to speak about, and ask Leo if he would share it. Did you hear Leo a minute ago? I don't know where he is. He said something about Times Square. Leo, can you still hear me?
Make them cannonballing down from the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come through, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch, something's coming. Don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-headed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river. Come on, deliver to me. Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach. Maybe tonight, maybe tonight, maybe tonight.
Thank you, Leo. Thank you for coming back in. And thank you, Paul, for being here today. Take it away.
I wonder what I could say this morning. So, can we have the slides, please? So, what now? What now? Have you found yourself saying that this year more than once? And sometimes we turn that around and go, now what? As in, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? There's been so much change happening, major change. And in fact, get my slides going here. In fact, it seems like we're in an apocalypse, right? And what timing? When I chose this slide, it was just before the whole toilet paper craze started again with people clearing out the shelves. But in this time, are we going to be feeling like we're an apocalypse, or are we going to be an optimist? And Unity people are naturally optimistic. And so just think of this dandelion. And if it could feel, if it did think how optimistic it had to be to push up through that asphalt. And in fact, there's a new word we can give to Unity optimists. And that's, we're apocaloptimists. Apocaloptimists. An apocaloptimist is basically a person who knows the world's going to hell in a handbasket and knows it's going to turn out good anyway. And isn't that faith? And we think of faith, And it's one of our divine powers. It's a divine idea in our mind. And we express it in many different ways. And Britt said this, because it's a ranging from hope to conviction and every point in between. And in Unity, we have something called blind faith. That's when we have a hope in a higher power. And don't we need that sometimes? Don't we need that in those moments when we don't know what to do and we don't know what to think? But we have that faith. We are apocaloptimists. And there's another kind of faith. And that faith is called understanding faith. Understanding faith is when we know truth, when we know Unity principles, we know Unity laws, and we know how to use them. And then we can approach anything, much like that dandelion approached that asphalt as it pushed its way through. And so, are we going to approach these times with apathy or empathy? I heard someone say during the elections, democracy without empathy is doomed for failure. We must be empathetic. Whatever side you're on, we must have empathy for the other side. We must seek to understand. So when something terrible is happening, that, of course, our first human reaction is, what? As in, what now? But that identifies what is. And for Unity folks, that's the first step. So it is what it is, but we go further. And we might even go into why. Why me? Why this? Why now? Why? And why is sometimes connected to victim consciousness. Sometimes we feel like the victim of the world we see. But remember, we're apocaloptimists. And the way we get out of being stuck in the what and stuck in the why is by asking another question. Another question is, how? How? You see, that question puts us in a frame of mind that we can use to lift ourselves up. How am I going to use even this? How am I going to use this to be empathetic? How am I going to use this to love more? How am I going to use this to be kind? How can I use this to be a better person? Because isn't that inner drive, that inner desire we have? And no matter what's happening, if we step into that how, we can step into a new way of showing up. And so the starting point is always remember that we are both fully divine and fully human. Fully divine and fully human. And don't you just love that little cartoon with baby Jesus walking on the bathwater? Yeah. So Jesus was fully human and fully divine, and you're fully human and fully divine. In fact, you and I are manifesting our humanity from our divinity. We're manifesting our humanity using those 12 powers, those 12 divine ideas, and all the other principles to show up uniquely as you and me. In our humanity, we are a personality. In our humanity, we do have a body. My personality and my body isn't your personality and your body. So in our humanity, we're unique and distinct, and can we celebrate that? In our divinity, we are identical. And so that answers the question, who and what you are. And so when we know who we are and what we are, Charles Fillmore said, it is then and only then we can have dominion. And not dominion over everything on the earth, but dominion over our thoughts, our ideas, our beliefs, our images, our feelings, our emotions, our experiences, and our attitudes. And that's where it's important to have dominion. And you know where else we have dominion? We have dominion over our divinity when we know it as principle and law, as when we know it as divine ideas that we're using right here and right now. And so this is very important to know in these times. And so this is another way of diagramming it. In the middle, we have our humanity. And then there's these other principles. We have love, it's a principle, our divine idea. We have generosity, we have benevolence, and so much more. We're simply centering on these three, because these three are so much in demand today. We need these to show up better. Whether we're talking about this pandemic or whether we're talking about these post-election times and what's going on. One thing we know for sure, that whatever the newscasters were predicting and how horrible it's going to be, we haven't made it up that way, have we? We are finding our way because we are divine and because we are human. And so kindness, we use love and generosity and benevolence to be kind. And when confetti's thrown into the air, it's everywhere. Can we be that with kindness? Not only to each other, but in that moment, when you're starting to come from your adverse ego and you're starting to beat yourself up, can you take a breath and be kind to yourself? Be kind. In fact, it's like offering yourself a huge dose of grace. Be amazing grace. Don't wait for amazing grace to happen. Be grace. In fact, grace is that something we offer to another. In that moment, from the lowest aspects of humanity, we might want to say something snarky or mean and definitely not kind. But in that moment, we remember that at the core of our beingness is this love, is this benevolence, is this generosity. And in that moment, we can turn and offer grace instead of harshness. And isn't that better in so many ways? And so this love, this benevolence, this generosity also underlies forgiveness. In unity, forgiveness is exchanging my limited human view for my view from my divinity, from my divine nature. So someone I'd studied with many years ago is Jerry Jampolsky. He formulated something called attitudinal healing. And I studied that extensively. And I love his definition of forgiveness. Forgiveness happens when I'm willing to let go of any hope of a better past. And isn't that how we are when we're being unforgiving in the moment? We are holding our perception of the past against another. In some false use of faith as hope that our past will change. And friends, change only happens in the present. And because of this quote, I created two more. Forgiveness happens when I'm willing to let go of everything I've added to your divinity. You see, I would never hold your divinity against you. But from my false perceptions, I enter into unforgiveness and I hold something against you. But in that moment, when I remember what I am, and my what is so much more important than my who, in that moment, I can let go of all of that stuff I've been holding against you and really hurting myself. And when I can let that go, I can see your divinity. And you know, friends, we have to forgive ourselves too. We have to forgive ourselves. And forgiveness happens when I'm willing to let go of everything that I've added to my divinity. To my divinity. And the thing is, that stuff we hold against us is that stuff that makes up our blooper reel, right? And because of all this social media stuff, aren't we often comparing our blooper reel to their highlights reel? We got to stop that stuff. We got to be kind to ourselves, offer grace to ourselves, and let go of all that negativity we've added to our divinity. And this will make a better world. And so, as you know, the talk title was, What Now? What Now? Well, there's a wonderful quote from A Course in Miracles. It says, make this year different by making it all the same. Now that must sound a little bit like gobbledygook, like it did to me the first time I read it, maybe the fourth time I read it. But here's the point. When we are not remembering what we are, when we're not remembering our divinity, we see everything that's different out there requires a different response. That's what we think. But that's not what works best. Because the way we make this year different is by making it all the same in the way in which we respond to everything. And there's really only one effective way to respond. And that's from the awareness of our divinity, of our divine nature, of those 12 innate abilities that we can use at the highest level of our understanding and manifest what has been called Christ consciousness. So are you ready to make this year different by making everything you see happening out there the same by the way you perceive it? By the way you perceive it? Because that's the way we be the best apocalyptomists. And so when we think, now what? We want to say, and so it is, because we want to say, what now? My divinity now is what's so important. And if we can remember to come from our divinity over and over and over again, we make a better life for ourselves and lives for others. And so go forth being the very, very best apocalyptomist you can be, because we can take what it is to what we name it and what we call it. And so it is. Thank you.